Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's live broadcast. This is Molly McCord, your host for Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you so much for being here. We are already at the end of November, and I have to say it slowly for emphasis because I think I'm in shock at how fast this month went by. I was just on the Psychic Cowgirls radio show talking about what we went through and experienced energetically in November, and then the upcoming energies for December. And I want to make sure and mention that right off the bat because there are some big energies happening right now, and I hope you're feeling it in your life, some upliftment, some possibilities and potentials and opportunities coming your way. That is what we are in right now, and it's an exciting time, and we deserve it, right? We absolutely deserve these new starts and exciting developments. So check out that show. It is on Blog Talk Radio. It aired on November 26th, and we covered the full month of December, all the astrology. Now, also for December, I have to let you know that I mentioned this in a previous show, that I am the new featured astrologer every month in Happiness and Well-Being magazine. This is a digital magazine currently available through the App Store on Apple. It will be available in other formats in 2014. But Happiness and Well-Being magazine has a lot of great content, my friends. The new issue for December is coming out shortly. There is going to be a free mini issue in December as well, so that you can check it out and see the great content and the quality information they're sharing. You can find them on Facebook under Happiness and Well-Being Magazine. It's also on the Conscious Cool Chic Facebook page. I am sharing that with you. So I just want to put that on your radar because it's going to be a great publication to have on hand as 2014 gets underway. So check that out if you're interested. Two more announcements for you. One is that I have three new books being released soon. Yes, coming out very shortly. Everyone on my email list is going to get a special pre-sale offer, and then the books are going to be live and available for everybody. So I recommend signing up on the email list if you're not already there, because that is where the best deals are going to be found. And then one other thing to share with you is that, oh gosh, we just did a wonderful show last week with Lloyd Matthew Thompson. He is a publisher of Starfield Press, and he shared information about his publishing company as well as insights as a writer, as a spiritual messenger right now. It's information he's sharing for those of us interested in esoteric and metaphysical topics. Check out that show because I really vibrate with Lloyd and what he is creating. His books are wonderful, and they're available across multiple channels, not only on Amazon, but also on the iBookstore, Barnes & Noble, Nook, all kinds of places. and you might resonate with it because he does talk about what it means to be a light worker and working with energy. And those are some of the topics that I am answering today for you. This is the monthly show where I answer your top spirituality questions that you've sent in over the past month or so. And we have four great ones to dive into today. So let's do it. I'm going to start with this first one from Sarah in Auckland. She says, I feel ready to make a big career change, but then I freak out. Is this a past life thing for me? Is my energy stuck in moving forward? Sarah, right before I answer this for you, I want to let people know that the way I answer these questions is I just trust the information that comes through. I'm an intuitive, and if I go into my ego reasoning mind, I would have one answer. But when I go into the spiritual universal mind that we all have access to, I get a different answer, and it feels wonderful. So that's how I answer these questions, is by tuning in with my guidance to those higher perspectives, the higher information. And this is an interesting question for you, Sarah, because you are not the only one feeling this. There are many people who feel ready to take that step, and it's almost like their foot gets frozen mid-step. That's the image I'm getting. It's like, I want to take a step forward, and you pick up your foot, and then you get frozen before you put it back down. You are ready to make a career change, and I'm not sure what that is for you specifically, but I think what you're feeling is that there have been times in past life situations where you've initiated the same level of change in your life, and it has been sabotaged, halted, things fell apart, and it's because you're ready to go bigger with what you really want to do, but in previous incarnations, your energy was above the energy in that geographic location. I do feel it's location-based. So what I'm feeling for you, Sarah, is that you are ready to make this change, and there's a few things to do. One, a past life regression can help you work through these issues to get to the heart of them, because, again, I'm feeling sabotage energy. The other thing is to look at how much you have defined of that next job, meaning energetically, how much energy have you put into what that feels like, what that looks like, what you're doing? I'm wondering if part of the reason why your foot feels frozen and isn't hitting the ground is because you haven't created enough of the energy to step into. So look at that. Look at what you have, how far you've allowed yourself to go in this energetic change, because it starts with the energy. It starts in our energy field, and then it comes down and manifests in physical form. This can happen quite quickly, especially right now. We're living in a time when things are speeding up and swirling and moving, and oh, wow, it's like our heads could spin. But what I think you need to do, Sarah, is get more defined in these changes that you want to make. And, you know, the reason why you are feeling pushed and nudged, and I would even say shoved forward, is because you are ready. And when you are ready to make these changes, there is something on the other side to support it. So know that it's not only you feeling called forward, the change you're wanting to make is calling at you. Do you see what I mean? There's this give and take energy here, and you just need to connect more of the dots for yourself and define it. Keep in mind, you could have some things come up around deserving. Do I deserve this? Do I deserve to be in this role, to take this position, to make this much money? Keep that in mind. because that is another theme here for you. It's like, you, of course you deserve it, absolutely. But your ego mind is going to give you other messages. So just like I said at the start of the show, you know, we will connect with our ego mind as we move through changes, but it's your responsibility to also connect to your guidance and to your source cheerleader. It's like, you're ready to do this because you feel it. And how you feel about it is one of your prime motivators. So, Sarah, be very gentle with yourself. Be very encouraging. And know that it's time to move forward and to really go for what you want. And you can do that in whichever way is best for you, meaning if you feel comfortable taking smaller steps, great. If you need to have your current job while you're investigating and setting up your next opportunity, perfect. You know, trust what you need so that you can make these changes in a way that is best for you, that is graceful, that is supportive, where you can really smile about it. You don't have to stress about it, is what I'm saying. You don't have to like give up everything on Friday and then Monday start fresh and then freak yourself out. Follow what feels right for you, because things will come together. And we're living in a very dynamic time where it could come together faster than you think. One of my favorite sayings is, do not give up 5 minutes before the miracle. So maybe keep that handy, because I feel that's really true for you. And this relates to that sabotage energy. Don't give up on yourself 5 minutes before you create exactly what you want. So I hope that has been empowering for you, Sarah. And also, other people have this exact same question. So thank you so much for asking it, because you're supporting other people on their journey too. I'm going to take a quick sip of water here before I get to your next question. One. I love this one. This is from Georgia. She is curious about whether she is a light worker or an empath or something else. I like that something else category, because that's what I feel like I am. Some of us, we're just something else. We aren't one category. So, Georgia, light worker. This would be somebody who works with energy, specifically light energy, and this can unfold in so many ways. This could be something you do with groups of people. It could be situational. It could be in conversations. I mean, working with light is an energy of bringing in higher wisdom, perspective, understandings into situations that don't have that vibration. And it could be that you find yourself in scenarios where you are the black sheep, the scapegoat, the one who's completely different, because you're the one who's bringing in the new energy. You're the pioneer, the first one on the scene to bring this energy forward. And it often requires things falling apart, breaking down, shifting, change. It's all about change. And a light worker is about change. Again, I recommend Lloyd Matthew Thompson's book, Lightworker, for understanding around this. And he breaks it down brilliantly. He talks about the light part and the worker part. And it's just a great understanding of what it means, because it's an esoteric term, right? It isn't something that's solid and concrete and you look at it and you can see it. It's an energy. So I recommend his book. But that's a basic synopsis of a light worker. Now, an empath is about being connected to the emotional vibrations all around you, picking up other people's feelings, other people's thoughts, including your own. This could also be picking up animals' communications and nature and crystals, and anything and everything with consciousness. So being an empath has many different avenues of expression, but essentially you could feel that you are on the receiving end of information, of feelings, emotions. And you could be subjugating your own emotions because you're receiving so much information from other people. Another book comes to mind, and it's by Irma K. Sawyer, and it's called The Aquarian Empath. She has a great book that explains what it means to be an empath. So I'd recommend that. As you can tell, I'm a big reader. I always want to give you books to check out. So being an empath is probably something you've experienced for your lifetime. And you've been the more sensitive one in situations. You feel more. You might even feel more emotional. It just depends on how the formula works for you, Georgia. Now, it's what's interesting about being an empath is I'm getting this really cool visual right now. Okay, so let's imagine this. So say here you are standing in your energy, and I want you to imagine another person standing, say, 10 feet away from you, okay, and they're right in front of you. In between you and that person, imagine a belt, and it could be literally a belt from your pants or just a ribbon. Picture a color for that ribbon. I'm going to choose purple, but picture whatever color comes to mind for you. And that ribbon is between the two of you at a certain place in your body. I'm seeing it connecting between two solar plexus. So that's right there in your stomach, right? So it's connecting with my stomach solar plexus to this other person's solar plexus. And I see a purple ribbon between us. As an empath, that ribbon or that belt is going to make waves. It's going to be representative of the energy that's going on between the two of you. And so this ribbon or this belt could be making some really big waves, and it could be rolling and dipping high, dipping low, or it could be very mild and flowing and graceful. The belt, the ribbon, could be connected between your root chakras, between your heart chakras, between your minds, or it could be above your heads connecting between your seven chakras, your crown chakras. Just trust wherever that energy feels the most active between you and this other person. As an empath, that is what you are picking up. You are picking up those ribbons of vibration. And that information, there's information right there. So if somebody is in a bad mood and you are in the car with them, you are probably picking up that vibration, that ribbon, and it could be going high and moving low and just really wacky because you're picking up on their vibration. So that's what it means to be an empath, is that you are connected to other people's emotional or vibrational charge. Now, there are ways to manage this, and there are ways to protect yourself, and that's incredibly important. Often when we're younger as empaths, we don't even know we can protect ourselves because we don't know what's going on. We've just been told we're sensitive or we're too emotional or we're too reactive or what have you. Being an empath is a gift. It's something you chose as a soul to experience. It is a way to receive more information that other people just aren't picking up on. And that is the gift. So chances are you're a wonderful listener. You understand when somebody has a hard day. You get it on a few levels that you probably can't put into words because it's a feeling. It's important to protect yourself. It's important to be aware of the energies you're picking up and to know what is not yours. As I'm speaking, I'm recalling that I did a whole show on this on, oh gosh, I want to say it was earlier this summer, all about being an empath. And in fact, I believe Shannon Lackman, Psychic Hellgirl, and I talked about this in a show as well. So check out the archives here on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes, and you're going to find out more information about being an empath. Now, Georgia, you also said, or something else. Well, that's a wonderful, beautiful, giant category. And I think it's part of the fun of discovery. It's realizing maybe I'm even more than this. Maybe you are, you know, developing your intuitive skills, you're opening up to healing abilities or energetic waves. There's so many ways that our gifts can come through. So I would encourage you to explore that, to follow where your interests are, where you are excited to learn more. The teachers out there who interest you, the topics, the books, the resources, there's just so much. Because the time that we're living in right now is all about this type of expansion, looking at your spiritual gifts, looking at what you are here to embody and share as a form of service. So this is part of the fun. I can tell from my personal experience, Georgia, that I discovered I am a clairaudient, which means I hear songs. I will have sessions with clients and I'll start hearing a song, or I'll hear a name, or I'll hear information. It's quite cool. I'll wake up in the morning and just hear a song or hear something that will set the tone for the day. So being clairaudient is one of the talents I have. Clairsentient means being open to smell. And this one is like a 50-50 for me. It only comes through with certain energies, but I've smelled roses. I can get all kinds of different things through the smelling sense, which can catch me off guard, but it's also quite cool. And then I'm also I'm also able to know information. I just know what needs to be said or what needs to come through, and that is a trust component that's quite huge. That is really something that I've had to work on trusting. So know that you will always have to trust yourself. That doesn't go away. And then clairvoyant means the ability to see. I psychically see things. I psychically see movements people take, stuff people do. I'll see visuals of different timelines, different scenarios, different things. I mean, it can be an overload of information that I have to manage, and I trust, but it's also really exciting. So that's where I go with it. For me, it feels very exciting, and these talents are open and available to all of us. They require different levels of development, but they are our gifts at this time to really make the most of our experience. So I hope that gives you some good ideas, and knowing that there are ways to discover your skills and talents that are quite exciting. So thank you, Georgia. That was a great question. Great, great question. Now, let's see. Aquarius from Wyoming wonders how to raise her vibration because she can't stop manipulating people or letting go of anything from the past. This is a very brave and courageous question, and it feels quite masculine. So I'm going to answer it from that point of view. So it's interesting about the energy of manipulation, because manipulation is essentially lying, and it can come from many different places energetically. It usually comes from a survival mechanism and not feeling good about oneself, not feeling that other people will see or hear you for who you really are. So you start to manipulate to either be a certain way for other people or to control. And control is a huge part of manipulation, because when you are manipulating people, you are trying to control them, to power and dominate over them. This energy of manipulation is an addiction, because it pays off. You get what you need from it. And so it's very brave to ask this question, but there's a lot of work that's required with this type of energy, because you have to, well, you don't have to, but the desire to power over other people, to control them, to dominate, to be the one who influences others and overpowers their free will sets up energetic consequences and what you could even say is another type of experience. It's just creating a different experience. Now, we live in a world of free will, and there are some wonderful manipulators out there who are doing great, who are getting by, who have no desire to change. And so manipulating people, especially groups of people, to influence them, to get them to believe something, is, you know, this is a time of truth, and the truth will come out, and people are going to understand other perspectives. So it's like a short, at this time, in this timeline, it's a short-term behavior. And the manipulation part is all about the power and control. And there's other ways to source power. There's other ways to connect to people and other ways to feel powerful. But again, this is an addiction. And the addictive part of it feels good. And that's what it comes down to. Now, the ability to let go of anything from the past, again, it plays into the same energy of an addiction and a power game where there's always a settled score, there's always something to prove, there's always that last word, and again, that is connected to power and dominating. So being able to let go is about forgiveness, grace, and compassion. And if you want to raise your vibration, it's essential to start with yourself, to start with forgiving yourself and for what you did or didn't do, for allowing things to be, for making a fresh commitment to how you can live with integrity. Because being manipulative cannot exist with integrity and vice versa. So choosing to be a new, higher version of yourself, to not need to care what everyone thinks, you know, there's a ton of ego involved in this energy too. So, you know, again, this feels very masculine, very ego dominant, and there's free will in everything. So it's up to you what you choose to do, of course, and you can stay in the same circles and the same vibration. But the ability to ego's dominance will lead to ultimately greater rewards and greater peace. So that is one of the ways to do this. There are many ways to raise your vibration, but, you know, it has to start within you, and it has to be sincere. So let's see, moving on, because I felt my energy sink with that question, but I think it's important to answer that because so much is being revealed right now. Master manipulators will be revealed in time because when we're developing our intuition and our ability to understand energy, we can see what is of a lower vibration and what isn't, based in authenticity. I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm going to grab, again, another drink of water, and then I'm going to move to the next great question. Okay. You know what? I'm feeling an impromptu raise the vibration dance break. So I'm going to play here for 30 seconds one of my favorite songs so that we can all move some energy through. Here we go. Great. Oh, we gotta love Bob Marley and One Love. Okay, that was a great energy clearing. I hope that worked for you. I'm back feeling really great. So let's dive into our last question here. This is from B in Spain, and she asks, can you please clarify what is the matrix and what is going on right now with it? Even though there has been so much love and support and change going on here on Earth, why do I feel so sad, and how do I deal with all this gracefully? Okay, so a few questions here, but highly relevant. Can you please clarify what is the matrix and what is going on right now with it? The matrix is it's an energetic grid of energy that covers the planet, and it is based in multiple locations on Earth. It is many sacred sites, cathedrals, ancient ruins are connected to the energetic grid on the planet. This is also the matrix, and the matrix is like a, what would you say? I have a visual of it in my mind, and I'm trying to communicate it. It's like this holographic crisscross of energies that are all connected and working together, and they cover the planet from the North Pole to the South Pole, across the equator, everywhere on Earth, all over the oceans, everywhere. And the grid, the matrix, connects to these different physical points on Earth. They also connect to the Earth's ley lines. And these are places that, see, I get the visual of there are energies that are above the Earth, on the Earth, and within the Earth, within the physical ground of the Earth. And all three of these layers work together, work in harmony to electrify us, to keep dynamic energies on the planet alive. Now, the matrix is energized through a few sources, but one of them, a prime source, is the sun, solar activity. CMEs, known as coronal mass ejections, come from the sun and affect the energetic grid and the matrix. Same with solar flares. Now, we are experiencing a lot of solar activity right now because the sun has an 11-year cycle of energies. This has been documented by space weather professionals. And the sun moves through 11 years to complete one cycle. Right now, we are in that 11th year, which means there's a cycle ending for the sun, and there's a lot more activity going on. It's going to start a new cycle shortly, and I don't believe that the cycles match up with our calendar years. And I'm getting the information that the cycles have this 3 to 4 month overlap between endings and beginnings. So we're in an intense time right now of exaggerated solar activity that comes at us here at Earth. Now, we have protective shields. There's magnetic layers that protect the Earth, which is how the planet has been able to survive for so long. However, these particles from the sun essentially go around and enter the Earth's atmosphere, and they show up as auroras, lights. The lights that you see, the northern lights, are particles from the sun. They are gorgeous, dancing and alive and just amazing. So it's the Aurora Borealis, I wasn't saying that right, that comes through. And that energy infuses the Earth's energetic grid. Now, this is science, not just spirituality. This is not just esoteric. I mean, this is real stuff. It's really happening. The matrix and the energetic grid is more of the spiritual interpretation of this energy. So the matrix and the energies on the planet right now are more intense, in part because of the solar activity, also because of the expansion of spiritual information and knowledge. So more people are opening up to their own energy, which is affecting the matrix and the earth grids in incredible ways, unlimited ways. Another thing I'm hearing from my guidance is the importance of weather right now and how we've been experiencing bigger storms, bigger hurricanes, more extreme flooding. There is a lot going on the planet. And this is a dialogue that's happening. It's not only a one-way communication, meaning the energetic grid, the matrix, is connected to the Earth's weather, and the Earth's weather is connected to the energetic grid. So there's this back and forth that's happening. And it is, again, amplifying the energies right now. So this is why on the planet, more exaggerated, more extreme, but there is also greater levels of wisdom, peace, knowledge, and consciousness as well. It's a pivotal time in Earth's history, and the harmonic convergence of 1987 was a big time for this initiation of the energies. And we're moving through that cycle, another cycle. So they're showing me how the harmonic convergence of 1987 was the initiation of a lot of energy that played out until the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012. However, the end of the Mayan calendar was the beginning of a new calendar, of a new level of consciousness and a new starting point for human awareness. We are moving through this pivotal transition of energies right now that is amplifying the matrix energies. It is accelerating our knowledge and our wisdom. It is taking us to new places. It is supporting our spiritual growth and development, both individually and collectively. And it's doing even more that we won't even understand for a few years. Now I'm hearing how it's also connected to the astrology of this time and those big transits that are occurring. So there's a lot of layers of energies happening right now. That's why things are quite big, quite dynamic, shifting so profoundly, and it's also incredibly exciting, and I believe it's why we are here right now in human form, our feet on the ground. It's to be a part of this grand transition. So, this is a wonderful question, and you also asked, you know, even though there is so much love and support and change going on, why do I feel so sad, and how do I deal with this all gracefully? The sadness is part of the clearing, and sadness is an emotional energy connected to, it can be connected to past life situations, it can be connected to your ego mind. It could be connected to what you chose as a soul to complete and release. And I want to validate the sadness. oftentimes we're so quick to rush through it and say, no, just be happy, just think positive thoughts, say these affirmations. But I want to validate sadness because it's valid and it's important. You could be moving through some grief or mourning something about your life, you know, and you don't even have to know what it is. Just honor the feeling. I see feelings sometimes as a two-year-old right at your knees, and that two-year-old is sad, and it's crying and bawling, and it's 2 years old. I mean, it doesn't have a way to communicate everything that is going on. So all you need to do is pick up that two-year-old and just hold it and just walk around the house with it or soothe it or whatever feels right. But that's the energy I'm feeling. It's like you wouldn't be able to get a comprehensive answer from a two-year-old, and that's okay. We don't expect it. So allow that example to guide you through this, where you're just honoring this part of yourself, the sadness, and allowing it to flow, because that is how you will move through it gracefully. If you try and block it, if you try and stop it, it's like setting up a dam in a river, and it only backs up, and it only develops a stronger force, and it will come out in another area of your life. So honor the sadness, and you don't have to intellectualize it or understand it, although that is what our minds want to do. We want to look for the root or the cause of it. You're going to know what it is, but I think you just need to let it flow right now that, you know, there could be days when your energy just feels lower, and that is part of our experiences right now. I believe that many of us just have those days where the energy just feels a little lower. Maybe you don't feel as productive or you're following your to-do list. If you just need to watch TV, go for a walk, go to a movie, read a book, take a bath, just be in it. Because that is the way to move through it. And that is how you honor the energy. The sadness will move through you. The other thing, oh yes, this is just coming through guidance, is that there's something about the holidays that can bring up sadness and skeletons and grief. And I don't even know why, but it's because I think it's a time of the year with so many expectations. So, you know, look at if this is a seasonal thing for you, or if it's connected to even something with the family. But if that's not it, it doesn't matter. Just let it flow. Just let it be, let it go, and it will move through you because it's only a passing phase. And the thing about our emotions is that they are transient. They move. They are fluid. And you don't have to force them or make them do something. It's returning to that example of just holding a two-year-old while it cries, and that's okay. And you just let it cry and do its thing and be very nurturing and very kind to yourself. Astrologically, Jupiter in Cancer is teaching us the wisdom of our feelings and showing us that there is growth and abundance in our feelings, in our reactions, in everything in our emotional nature. So, again, it's part of the collective right now. This is a very timely question because you're not the only one who feels this way at times. And we just need to know that it's part of the package deal. It's just part of what we're moving through right now, and it will continue to move through you. So that is how you deal with it gracefully, is that you let it flow. And it's important to honor that for yourself and to not beat yourself up or to think that you have to act happy or be a certain way because it's just part of our human experience right now. Whew, okay, I felt like we moved a lot of energy with that. So I hope that gives you some peace of mind and some peace of heart because it's really important to just love that about you and to know that it'll move through. It will certainly move through. I recommend in your meditation, connecting to the light purple and deep purple energies of your crown chakra. And you could even see, imagine the sadness as an energy and as a color, and just watch it being vacuumed up through your crown chakra. And you might even feel it evaporating and moving through you. So that could be a great visualization and technique for your meditation. So thank you, Bee, for asking that question. Thank you greatly. It's timely and was spot on. Let's see. Those are the questions for this month. If you have questions based on what you've heard or if something comes to mind over the next month or a few weeks, send them my way, because as always, I look at these and answer them the last Wednesday of every month. And I feel that there's going to be some more big questions coming for December as we finish up not only the month but a year. You know what's interesting? Okay, so the last Wednesday is actually Christmas, the 25th. So I'm probably going to push back that episode until the following week, and I will air this on Monday, December 30th. So you have a little bit more time to send in your questions. In the meantime, I'm going to be, again, releasing some books that are going to talk about these areas that I've just covered. All of my books are on ConsciousCoolChic.com, and you can find it under the New Books tab. Also, my best-selling memoir, The Art of Trapeze, is going to be available as a paperback in December. And I'm so excited to share with you that this is the first book in a series. And it's called the Awakening Consciousness Series. That is book one, and book two is coming out in December as well. And my series is going to be unique. That's how I do things. I love to create something new, to innovate, to give people a new way of looking at information. So book two in the Awakening Consciousness Series is not even about me. It's about offering information from the first book, The Art of Trapeze, connecting the dots for you. It explains the five types of consciousness on the planet right now. It talks about soul contracts, soulmates, karmic relationships, all these different types of connections we have with people. It talks about the elevator and the spiral. I share with you some ways to understand different parts of a journey, and more. There's a lot of great content in this book, and it's called The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. So that is all under the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, under the New Books tab, and I will be sharing more of that information with you as the books are released, because there are many, many, many of you who are ready for these insights, and it gets me very excited to share them with you. We're going to be doing another live show next week, December 4th, so join me then. And as always, I appreciate your energetic presence. Thank you for connecting with me and listening to this show. I know that many of you all over the globe listen to this program, and I love that we can connect this way. Take good care. I will see you next week, and I feel like dancing a little bit, so I'm going to play this song as we leave today. Take good care. Bye-bye.